Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Behaving badly, sometimes benevolently, sometimes doing all sex and that sort of thing and all. If you want to contact the show, contact me on the Patreon site as we share your spooky nighttime stories. We're going to line three now, Johnny, aren't we? We got a lady. It's always nice when a lady phones in, not silly men with their silly stories. I like a lady. It makes it a little bit more, well, I don't know, less laddish, isn't it? Less laddish. Johnny's nodding. He couldn't care less. Faye, are you there, my love?
I am, Clinton. Hello.
Oh, how are you? Where are you phoning from, my love?
I'm phoning from Gloucester in Derbyshire.
Oh, isn't it lovely up there? It's a lovely sort of area.
It is. Those rolling hills.
Rolling hills, sheep. it's mainly rolling hills and sheep, isn't it? But,
yeah.
What do you do, my love?
So I'm an analyst.
Oh, what do you analyse?
Oh, data. So I'm very logical.
Yeah, that's a comedy cul-de-sac there. Now, Faye, what have you got to tell us?
So, my ghost story...
Oh, my God. Put the music on, Johnny. I'm shitting myself already. Go on, Faye.
My ghost story goes back to the 1980s.
Yeah.
When I was 6 years old, so that's a very long time ago.
Right.
We moved into temporary accommodation while the house was being renovated.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be a very active place for ghosts and poltergeist activity.
I know it, yeah. Very familiar with that, yeah.
So the first night we stayed there, I remember we were watching The Hunchback of Notre Dame on TV. You know, the black and white one?
Yeah, I know the one, yeah.
And the glass coffee
Charles
table...
Charles Lawton, is it?
That's him,
yeah.
And the glass coffee table that we had just literally imploded and smashed into pieces.
Bloody hell.
So my dad started to go down the logical dad route with explaining how it broke, but even he doubted himself as the glass was so thick.
What did
And there was nothing on... Well, he tried to explain it away, but there was nothing on the table and the glass was thick.
And what did he say? It was something to do with an air bubble in the glass or something?
It was something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
A typical dad...
typical unbeliever. Typical unbeliever. Fan.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Unbeliever.
Very hurtful.
Yeah, tit. And what happened then?
Well, we tried to put it down to one of those things that we moved on.
Yeah.
But then came the night time, Clinton.
Fucking hell, go on.
I know. When we went to bed, we started to hear footsteps running up and down the stairs and children whispering and laughing.
Ooh.
Which was slightly unnerving.
That sent a shiver right the way down my spine, all the way around my anus and right underneath my balls. Ooh, I've gone all tingly.
Yeah.
What sort of thing were the children saying?
Well, it was inaudible, really.
Yeah.
It was more whispering and, like, giggling. I wasn't sure if they were laughing at us or they were plotting something. I wasn't sure.
Were they going, coffee table?
Yes.
Non-believer.
Very similar.
Charles Laughton in the original Black and White Hunchback of Notre Dame.
It's very similar to that.
Yeah. Do you think they had something to do with it in some way?
Well,
and there we have it. The ghosts have now knocked Faye out of the phone system. Can you hear us, Faye?
Yes, I can hear you.
I thought the f***ing children had pulled your plug out.
No, not this time.
Right. Well, put your plug is it?
Yes.
Okay. And sorry, what were you saying before I interrupted you there?
So, just the children running up and down the stairs constantly at night time.
Yeah.
But then it's kind of escalated from there.
Go on.
And I started to see a man at the end of my bed.
What did he look like, Faye?
Well, I can only describe him as looking like Franz Liszt.
Remind me who Franz Liszt is.
He's a composer. And he's
Liszt, yeah.
Yes, and he was an older man with had long grey hair down to his collar and a black cloak.
My God, hold on, Johnny's just handed me this picture of Franz Liszt. He does have a slightly scary old-fashioned look, doesn't he?
He does.
Unfortunately, Johnny's drawn a knob just going into his face, which was a bit unnecessary, John. Sorry about that. And what did... do you think that was a sort of warning?
Yeah, he was very... very menacing, really. So I don't know what he came to tell me about, but he wasn't actually looking at me. He was looking through the window to the side to me. It's as though he was oblivious that I was there.
I feel that I've rather made light of your story there, Faye. What happened in the end? Did you feel like you had to flee? Because in all seriousness, it can be rather frightening, that.
Well, because it was temporary accommodation, we did eventually move out. That was a plus, I think.
Bloody
but there was also a little girl that I used to play with in the back garden.
Good God, go on.
And, she just kind of used to disappear.
Really?
And...
Dressed in normal attire?
She was very Victorian dressed. Like when I was 6 years old, I didn't know what Victorian dress was. When I look back on it now, I think this girl had ringlets in her hair and she had a Victorian dress on, so I sometimes wonder what century she came from when I think back.
Really? And this was in the same property, was it?
This was in the back garden, yeah.
Would you know, I mean, that property now, it's still standing, is it?
No, it's actually been demolished.
Oh, God.
And I've since been told that nobody wanted to stay in it. That's why it was temporary accommodation.
Bloody hell. Well, I suppose so. It makes sense, doesn't it? And your dad, did he ever relent and say, oh, well, you know, you were playing with a Victorian child. There was Brahms and Liszt in your bedroom. You know.
Well, he's far too northern for that.
Yeah, a bit tough about it, was he?
Yeah, he was a bit tough about that, so he's never relented and actually admitted.
Well, it's a load of bloody rubbish, did he say?
Yeah.
Absolute cobblers. What a load of nonsense.
Yeah, what a load of muck.
What a load of muck. Well, they can be like that, the northerners, can't they?
I know.
They're very simple folk. When I go on my tour... You know, I'm about to go on tour with the Paranormalist Returns. I find the further north I go, I can paint in primary colours.
I'm coming to see you, Clinton.
Well, thank you so much for teeing that up so nicely, Faye. If anyone else would like to come, hell, you can bring Charles Laughton, you can bring the Victorian girl, bring the lot. I just want to sell the tickets.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, oh, that's lovely. I can't wait to see you, my love.
And I can't wait to see you.
Oh, it's going to be absolutely fantastic. Where are you sitting? You're sitting near the front.
I'm actually in the bedroom looking out of the window. Sally Boppers in church.
No, keep up, love. I'm saying when you come to the theatre, are you sitting near the front?
I'm on row 4.
Yeah, I know you are. You're a couple of seats in from the right, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah. Is it D2 you're sitting in?
I can't remember. I'll have to find out.
Could you let me know? Because I think it is.
Okay.
Thank you, my darling. Well, I will see you then. And Spirit has got a word. I just want you to say this. What's that, Spirit? Spirit is saying, can you make sure you bring lots of friends to that gig? Because the more tickets we sell, the more spiritual something is going to be.
Nothing to do with revenue.
It's the more people, the more we can commune with Spirit, my love.
I'll take that message.
Yeah, please take that message and spread it around to everyone.
Do.
And, you know, you can pay cash or electronic means. It's really quite straightforward nowadays.
Okay, thank you.
I can't wait to see you, my love, and thank you for that contribution.
Not a problem. Anytime.
Shalom Shekatak, my love. Namaste.
Thank you. Same to you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Who has got a spooky... It can be a semi-spooky story. Come on. Somebody has seen...
Now,
this is more like it. Thank you.
We got one.
Here we go. What's your name, my friend?
My name's Harry.
Harry, please tell us the spooky story.
When I was a kid... Nice and slow.
We got a lot of time to kill, mate. Go as slow as you fucking like.
I can't be as slow as him, though.
Yeah, his intro was ludicrous.
So, when I was a boy, unfortunately, my granddad died, and he had a distinctive clock that was added on to me.
Getting one in three words.
Oh, I'll simplify it.
Just start again. When you're a boy...
When I was a boy, my granddad died.
I'm so sorry. I would have been much more...
Yeah. It's fine, don't worry. He had a distinctive clock.
Had a what?
A clock. It was a big clock, Clinton.
Oh, and a big cock, yeah. Clock, yeah.
So that his clock got handed down to me.
What, when he died? Go on, yeah.
So, as I'm sure you can appreciate, it means a lot to me. His clock.
Yeah. I do appreciate that. Yeah, it means a lot to me. You're just saving the show currently.
Thank you. Thank you. And recently, it ran out of batteries.
Yeah. Go on, yeah.
And so, obviously, I use this clock quite regularly in my day-to-day life.
Is this just a rather pathetic way of saying clock so it sounds like cock? Is that it?
I'm not trying to...
Yeah, so you used the clock, yeah?
Yeah, and there was one day where it ran out of batteries and that's what I relied on to wake up to go to work.
Right, okay, got it, yeah.
So I looked and I took the batteries out and I was going to get some new batteries to obviously make the clock work again. But on that day, it was a Monday, I hadn't done the task of buying the new batteries.
Right, okay.
So there were no batteries in the clock. But it still worked and clicked on to wake me up. I mean, who else could it be? Her soon.
If she goes up later, we'll get to summon your granddad and come down and tell us. What do you mean? Oh, you think it was... Okay, so it was literally not working at all. There's no way that it had some... And I'm playing devil's advocate because I believe in this stuff. There's no way that it had some residual energy in it that made it work.
Maybe, but it's set at the same time every day. But if it's got no batteries in, it shouldn't be able to ring. So it was very...
Yeah, we're trying to wring something more out of this. I think we've got the general... What do we think? It's not bad, is it? I'm saying that's neck and neck with... He's gone. Oh, he's back.
Hey, man!
Hey! F***ing hell.
So it must have been my granddad looking down on me.
I think it probably was your granddad. I think that's not bad, is it? I think that that is every bit as good as a KFC. But do you see, without being cruel, the standard is quite low at the moment. So there's a chance for someone to come and steal it with a 4 out of 10.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
We go to line one. Johnny, we've got someone, he's got some terrifying stories for us, and I think he's going to give us one. He's going to give us the most terrifying story. Dale, are you there?
Yes, yeah, I'm here.
Dale, where are you phoning from? Is it Wales?
I am in Wales. How do you know that?
I can tell by your accent, and also I'm highly psychic. It's South Wales, isn't it? It's South Wales.
That is correct, yes.
Yeah. Is it near Bridgend?
It's not far. It's in a place called Merthyr
Tydfil.
That's correct.
Yeah, which is not far from Bridgend.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. Don't get me too specific, because I don't want to triangulate on exactly where you are, because I do have those skills.
Okay. I apologize. I should have known that.
No, you should have known that. Dale, please fire away. Johnny, spooky music, please. Shoot, Dale.
Yes, well, the most incredible story I can share with you, which you already know, of course, is during my time where I used to live and work in Swansea.
Yeah.
The house which belonged to my mother-in-law at the time,
right.
she also had psychic powers, and she used to do various sessions of healing and with crystals, etc.
Can I just rewind? What do you mean she also had it? What, you have psychic powers as well?
Well, I wouldn't say.
Well, you're backing down now, aren't you?
No, I think I'm able to experience certain things, but I wouldn't regard myself as being psychic. But I am sort of open to the idea, and I have.
You're open.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, carry on. Sorry to interrupt.
That's okay.
What am I thinking? I'm thinking there's a fire engine behind you somewhere.
Wow. How do you know that?
I can almost sense it.
Wow. That's incredible. That is actually correct.
You're joking?
No, that is correct. It's just passing.
Well, I'm very psychic like that. Carry on.
Yes, so the story... roughly maybe 10 years ago, it was just post a crystal healing session with with a young family who are having difficulty conceiving. So the lady in question performed her session. It was successful.
Yeah.
And we were then returning to the top floor of the building where we used to sort of have dinner and a drink after any session like this.
Right.
And my shoes are outside of the room.
Yeah.
And as we're approaching the shoes, it's a very long landing. It's the top floor.
Yeah.
The shoes were sort of resting on itself. One shoe was on the other.
On the other one, yeah.
That's correct, yeah. And the shoe became detached and lifted 2 or 3 inches in the air.
Fuck off.
yeah, honestly, and made away in a stepping fashion for half a metre towards the door. Totally independently.
Hold on just a minute. To any listeners who are at home now, cowering under the sheets, shivering in beauty as you're talking, can you tell me this? You're telling me that there was a crystal session for someone who couldn't conceive downstairs. You came upstairs and you saw a shoe outside. It lifted up, sort of Michael Bentine potty time style, and did a little marching. A bit like you might see on Mary Poppins.
Or bed knobs and broomsticks or more.
Or bed knobs and broomsticks, yeah, yeah.
So think of the armour during bed knobs and broomsticks. Like.
Sorry, I'm still talking. Sorry, what are you saying? Yeah, go on.
No, I was just going to say, just think of bed knobs and broomsticks.
I'm thinking of bed knobs and broomsticks, yeah.
So instead of a suit of armour, I think of two canvas plimsolls.
Ladies, for any of our younger listeners who aren't aware of what Bed Knobs and Broomsticks is, it's an old Disney film that used the first of what you call animatronics, I suppose, wouldn't you?
I would agree, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And what happened then? So you shot out of your skin, no doubt, didn't you, Dave?
Well, it was... At first, you were always set back, but then because it was such a regular occurrence, it was... Oh, well, you just stepped over them and went into the room because it was such a regular occurrence to see and witness things in the house.
Hold on. Let's rewind here, Dale. This house was a haunted house you lived in. There were lots of events happening there, were there?
That is correct, yeah.
Well, can you give us another one?
Yes. Let me think. Which is the most bizarre? Yes, well, another example. Every Saturday night,
yeah,
there would be a session similar to a crystal healing session.
Right.
And independently within the house, at the far end, because it's got a large Victorian detached property.
Right.
So at the far end of the house, total opposite wing, really, where we were sitting,
yeah,
every Saturday night you would hear a crescendo of noise.
Yeah.
That would be representative of a 1930s dinner party.
Bloody hell, really?
So you would hear conversation as loud and as clear as what you and I are doing now.
Really?
You would hear the cutlery being used. You would,
yes,
hear drinks being poured. Right. You would hear doors being closed.
Ooh.
You would hear conversations and you would hear the landing being trod on. And obviously there's no one there.
Right.
And we witnessed this for 3 or 4 years. Every Saturday night. So it was... an incredible experience.
And you're a fully functioning believer in the paranormal?
Well, yes, because I've witnessed it personally. You know, I'm not...
You don't have any reason to be making this up, do you?
No, of course not. I serve no purpose to. I mean, I'm a respectable member of society. I'm an engineer. I have 2 degrees.
Yeah, all right, nice show off, Dale. Nice show off. Dale, tell me this. Where is this place? Is it well known? Is it still standing?
Yes, it's still... It's in Swansea. It's in a place called Mount Pleasant.
Right.
Which is overlooking the city centre up on the hill.
Bloody hell.
It's in a lovely old street full of large terraced housing. But this is the only detached property. It's near the Buddhist Society,
right,
of South Wales, which is on the same road.
Right.
And apparently this property has deeds and evidence going back to, obviously, the Victorian era. And apparently Queen Victoria has some connection with this property.
Bloody hell.
Which, obviously, that has all been proven with
It whatever could have been documentation. Her sitting down eating some jellied ox or, you know.
Or some fried. Fried giraffe or something, you never know.
Fried giraffe, yeah. Or swans are allowed to eat, aren't they, the royals?
Yeah, probably swans, yeah.
Probably where the name Swansea comes from, doesn't it? And the reason...
Well, actually, I never thought about that.
Yeah, well, there you are, you see. And the reason you could only sort of make out these noises is that they're quite near the Mumbles.
Yeah, that's correct. It's 10 minutes away.
Yeah, 10 minutes away. Do you know what, Dale? I think you are the most convincing caller we've ever had.
Well, thank you for that, but I'd like to think I'm not... trying to convince people. I'm just sharing actual experiences.
You don't have to convince me.
Oh, I know.
I've experienced the afterlife.
I know.
I've experienced paranormal activity. I've got a flipping Eskimo spirit guide who's with me all the time, stinking the place out with his fishy fingers. I think that's one of the best calls we've ever had. And Dale, I want to thank you.
That's okay. My pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
My pleasure as well. And Dale, if I'm ever in the Mumbles... I'm going to stay away from that house because I'm a fucking magnet to that sort of thing.
I'm sure you would definitely attract the spirits because they are strong in that place.
Yeah. Will you be coming to see me on tour, Dale?
Yes. Myself and a few friends are coming to Cardiff at the Glee Club to see you.
Absolutely fantastic. Are you going to bring... Was it your grandmother who was the crystal person? Is she no longer with us?
She isn't with us, I'm afraid. But there will be other believers with us, so...
Okay,
we really are looking forward to seeing you.
I can't wait to see you all. But make sure they don't do anything spooky while I'm on stage because I've already got enough to deal with.
No. We are all respectable members of society. You're okay.
Right. Well, Dale, I want to thank you very, very much. And what an absolute joy to speak to you.
That's okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you and goodbye.
Right. Bye.
Well, thank you for listening. I think you'll agree it's been quite hair-raising, but also strangely comforting. Join us next time, and don't forget, if you do have a story you want to impart to us, contact us at this Patreon site. Thank you so much to all patrons. Goodbye. 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 Patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not.
We've got videos, cartoons. We've got all sorts of stuff. All the old back catalogue and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.